The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So I'm actually a smart mom. Let me explain. Let me explain. It's Tuesday morning. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So Anthony, a few days ago, hanging out with my daughter, Ava Matic, my youngest daughter. And we had the best time the whole weekend. Just chatting. She stayed home. This teenager stayed home with me, okay? We shared secrets. We talked about everything you could imagine. She fell asleep watching Coco as I scratched her head.
Oh,
exactly.
Like that. Beautiful. So
she's actually at a point now, I think, that she feels like I know something. There was a minute where she thought me and DJ Automatic were not very smart. She thought she knew better than us.
Yeah, everybody goes to that phase where you feel like your parents don't know much. I do have a question, though. Did she ask you for any favors after this bonding experience? Because anytime me and my mom, when I was a teenager, we kicked it like that, it usually ended with, hey, mom, can I borrow 40 bucks?
Nothing. No favors. She genuinely...
I still think this was the setup to that's coming. Oh.
She genuinely wanted time with me. She told me secrets. Here's the problem, though, Aunt. Automatic, I did share one secret with Automatic, and he freaking told her.
What?
And now she's like,
it wasn't a secret.
It was a secret. It was a conversation between both of us. Now, I wasn't supposed to tell you. And she's like, mom, why are you telling dad about our conversations? You're not supposed to tell her. Now she's not going to tell me anything.
I didn't think it was a secret. I thought it was common knowledge amongst the family, okay?
No, it was not common knowledge amongst the family. Now it is because you told everybody. All right. Don't share any secrets with DJ Automatic unless you want the whole family to know. National Day. Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with International Lego Day for Chewy, producer Chewy, and our Lego homies out there. It is your day to shine, everybody.
So Chewy had never flown before, and I knew he was a novice when he pulled out Legos on the airplane. I was like, sir, you cannot put Legos together on an airplane.
Shout out to my nephew, Aiden. He has all the F1 cars in Lego.
Ooh. Oh my, they're probably worth money.
That's what's up, dude. I heard a lot of people are doing Lego therapy now, where they're saying Lego helps them calm their nerves and stresses.
Yeah, if you're doing Legos for therapy. But anyway, what else do we have?
We also have National Blueberry Pancake Day. And fun fact, blueberries are known as nature's candy. So you want to enjoy some of nature's candy, get some blueberries in those pancakes.
I also saw that they help you lose weight, that they're a natural fat burner.
Not in a pancake, DJ Automatic.
And the last Tuesday of January is always National Plan a Vacation Day. And studies are showing that those who plan vacations months in advance are typically happier leading up to that vacation.
Because you have something to look forward to. You're going somewhere different, you know? And I know some people are like, oh, I've never been on a plane, or I can't afford it. Hey, just give up, you know, one of those big bucks drinks a week. Don't go to the bar one day a week. Put that money away and travel. Anthony, where are you going on your dream vacation?
Looking at my budget, I'm probably just going to take advantage of the International Lego Day. I'm just going to build my dream vacation out of Legos. if I had to go somewhere, it'd probably be Greece. I'd want to go to Greece.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. Yes, this is a magical vacation, so you can afford Greece. There you go. DJ Automatic, where are you taking me?
I'm taking you because my sister and my nephew actually just went to Paris, and it sounded like it was an amazing time. So I really want to go to Paris because I've never been to France at all.
We should save up and do that. I know that's a spendy trip. So let's start saving today and we can go. Since this is a magical, imaginary vacation, I thought we could all go to heaven.
Okay. I don't know if my ticket's good to go there yet.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you have TikTok installed in your phone, people are selling these cell devices for upwards of $10,000. But let me break it down. First of all, let me break it down. The ban. Okay, it all started in 2020. You know, TikTok took their app down. Some people got upset. They deleted their app. Then TikTok's like, we're kidding. And then they came back. But because of the Supreme Court's decision, you can't find the app.
Yeah.
On your...
So it's still out of the app store.
Whether it's your Apple store or your Google Play, whatever it is, you got Android. Here's the thing. If you have that, because some folks have businesses that depend on TikTok, they're buying your phones. The most I think are selling for $2,500, $3,000. But you can look. Some folks are asking $10,000.
I have some influencer friends who, especially on TikTok,
right,
would pay that. I think they would pay that amount of money for the amount of money that they generate off of their TikTok account.
If they depend on it, right? Well, number one, let's diversify. Let's not just depend on one way to make money. Number two, if you got that kind of money, I guess, right? I don't know that I'm spending.
There is no way spending $10,000 to have TikTok. I'm not spending $2,500 to have TikTok.
What?
I'm not going to spend. Let's talk about it, Dana. Remember when you lost your social media? And the guy who was going to retrieve Dana's social media, he started out, what did he start out at? Like, I think he wanted $5,000 to retrieve your social media.
We need a backstory here. You're jumping the gun, okay? Automatic. First of all, it was my Instagram, not all of my social media accounts. And I depend on Instagram to talk to people. This may sound funny, but I was an only child and I feel like people are my friends, okay, on Instagram. And we get a lot of down in the DMs from there. And all my pictures from us getting married to today, you know, and then I lose my Instagram over something stupid. It wasn't even my fault. It was Kim Kardashian's fault. And my Instagram is gone. And my friend Ale says, I know a hacker. Let me link you. So we linked and he wanted $2,800.
Damn.
Yeah, he said, I said, no way I'm giving you $2,800.
And he settled for $650.
So from $2,800 to $650, don't pay $10,000 for that TikTok phone.
And I got my Instagram back.
Man, those couple months when Dana didn't have her Instagram, though, I think that was the point of topic for us behind the scenes literally every day.
Dude.
The withdrawals I went through.
When she got it back, we were in Mexico and we were standing on the balcony and she just turns to me and she goes, it's back. And I was like, what's back?
Well,
she was like, my Instagram is back.
I was on the show Instagram and I saw my name and I said, wait a minute, what's going on? And I went back, opened my Instagram, got back in there, threw the hacker out because I reset all of my passwords because he was up in my business. I had to trust this man. He was in my bank account, not an Automatic's bank account.
No.
He wouldn't trust him.
Another funny kick to this for me too is the fact that you brought up your wedding photos now. You didn't want to lose those, but didn't you guys not print them?
We didn't even buy them.
We didn't go pick them up.
but don't let the Instagram, don't let them be deleted from Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Grammys are coming up this Sunday. Oh my gosh, Sabrina Carpenter is going to perform. Chappell Roan, Shakira. I've never seen her live, so I thought, oh my gosh, this would be my chance to see her. Doechii also performing. Automatic, you've been talking about her for quite some time.
She's one of the best new talents in hip-hop, period.
Watching her NPR Tiny Desk, I'm getting chills right now. That's what really introduced me to her. You've been telling me to listen, but after that, now I'm like, okay, I get it. And with the Kendrick Lamar co-sign, all of that. Also, Teddy Swims, who we love sitting down with. He's so amazing, right? Our interview with Teddy Swims, probably one of my favorite conversations we've ever had. And it went on and on. He was supposed to stay with us for 5 minutes, like 1 hour later, we're still talking to Teddy Swims. But, you know, the excitement that we normally have being invited to this, I feel so guilty. I normally make a big production about buying my dress. I document it. But I've been reading, I've been watching, and I've been talking to my friends in Los Angeles, and there are people who have absolutely lost everything. So,
is this a time to celebrate?
I feel like it's almost a superficial, tone-deaf attitude to go out and buy a dress. I already feel guilty, and I haven't even told you this. We got this new house on the internet, and we're buying all these new things, yet there are people that have nothing, that have lost everything. Their insurance isn't going to cover them. I saw this story about a homeless veteran. He served in the United States Army during the Vietnam War. His name is Roosevelt Pullum. He's 86 years old. He had his house paid off, you know, all these memories, and it's gone. Take a listen.
Just tears came to my eyes. I've been there for so long and have so much wonderful thoughts about my wife and I. When I opened the door, I saw the flames in her yard twirling towards me. That's when I closed the door. And then when I got in my car and I started to drive out, I saw him in the back of my house.
He barely escaped with nothing but the clothes on his back. And now he's living in a convention center. So if we do go to cover this, I'm not buying a dress. What I'd like to do, Otto, is the money that we would normally spend, you know, to buy all our fancy gear, we can wear something we have in our closet and we could just donate the money.
I'm still torn on whether we should even go or not, because I don't feel like the celebration of music is worthy this year. I'm sorry. I think that I love the fact that they're doing a charity event, basically. And it's going to bring more awareness. It's probably going to bring some money.
It's money that but they're trying to raise.
I can't see myself being on a red carpet and being like, tell me what you're wearing.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. But then we talked to a good friend of mine and she's like, you need to go out there and represent right now. You need to go out there and bring, you know, some awareness to this. And also the fact that, let's just be real, like I'm one of the only few Mexican-American women who are invited to this event. It's kind of sad to say, but it's true. I think one year I was the only Mexican American woman who was there. So I want to shed light on this. I want to do more than just stand on the red carpet, like you said. And what I'd like is some suggestions. How should we cover this event? How do you want to see us represent the people in a way that sheds light on what they're going through while we're there? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The big game soiree is less than 2 weeks away. And I was on the phone last night with my girlfriends after the game. And I think at the time we knew who had won, but we don't really care. We didn't care too much about that. We were talking about the party. You know, what are we going to bring and what's going to happen and whose house is it going to be at? And all this excitement. I just kept thinking about all the food. My favorite food at a big game soiree is chile con queso. Now, I know it's not a lot, but if you make it right, it's just one of those you can keep going back for. You're completely full and then you go and you put more on your plate. And it's not like you're really eating because it's cheese. Okay. So it doesn't constitute
a full meal. Where are you going with this? Because your love for chili con queso has been established.
Automatic, you have us flying that day. We will not be able to watch the big game. We cannot go to a big game party. I can't believe this.
Well, first of all, the tickets were a lot cheaper, okay?
I know. That's why Automatic was like, man, we got such a great deal on the tickets. We got such a great deal on the flights because nobody's flying. It is basically a United States holiday and you have us in the air.
Okay, so I've DJed at the Super Bowl, I don't know how many times, probably like 8 or 9 times. Every single time I DJed the week up to the actual big game, I always flew home on that Sunday because it was the easiest time to get out of that city.
And you would always make sure you flew home in the morning so you could watch the game. Why you got us in the air at night?
Like I said, the tickets were a lot cheaper.
that
don't you guys mean the Kendrick Lamar concert?
Oh, yeah. Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
I'm not bowing down to any game where we have to watch Patrick Mahomes run around and do his little, you know, whatever Patrick Mahomes does. So I am excited for this. Downfall is you guys are not going to be able to watch it. But also, you guys are like the, we're not going to go to the party, we're going to stay home kind of people anyway.
Anthony, that's not the point.
I don't really see you guys. You guys, I mean, the fact that you called the big game party a soiree, I don't know.
That says it all right there.
I cook, though. Ask Automatic. I put out a spread. It's just us and our family. But don't I make the biggest, huge, big game spread? There's wings. There's tacos, different tacos. We have chile con queso. We have all kinds of food. You even do some grilling sometimes, Automatic.
I will say Dana does go all out. She likes it. Yeah. Dana likes to have a party. She just doesn't invite anybody to it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cheetos has a flavor that's been gone for 20 years and it's back. Automatic will fill you in on what it is in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. Happy Tuesday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
All right, so kicking hashtags off with LA rain. Flood watches were issued for several parts of LA. Now, I'm only mentioning this, obviously, because this is such a big national story with new fires breaking out again in Southern California. 55,000 more people on watch to possibly have to evacuate. This rain is so needed at this time.
It's like we need the rain, but not too much of it.
Yeah, exactly. So some rain just to help the firefighters who have been working nonstop for weeks and weeks and weeks now. We'll keep you posted on it. We're going to be at the Grammys this Sunday. Honestly, Automatic and I have decided to highlight the people that are living day by day, not knowing what's going to happen. And I'm not buying a Grammy dress this year. I'm going to donate that money to help locals that are suffering. And it's just going to be a different approach to the Grammys this Sunday.
I'm not buying a dress either.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
Cheetos cheese pizza puffs are back after 20 years.
I don't even remember this.
So they were around until 2005 and then they got rid of them and now they're bringing them back for the big game.
Oh, yeah.
Unpack that for me for a little bit. Is that just a cheese pizza with like Cheeto puff cheese on top of it? Is that what we're talking about here?
Well, if you need to know the combination of flavors, and it's cheese, tomato, oregano, and Italian seasoning.
Wait, this is on a Cheeto?
Yes, on a puffy Cheeto.
Oh, I thought you. I thought it was a pizza.
No, it's a cheese puff.
Oh, I love the puffs, the fat ones.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, I thought it was vice versa. I thought we were getting a cheese pizza with Cheeto dust from Cheetos on it. But now I just feel like I.
Which kind of sounds? Yeah, I was going to say, which is kind of a good idea.
Where Pizza Hut at? Pizza Hut. We need to talk, okay? We really do. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick this one off with National Blueberry Pancake Day. All right, blueberries are known as nature's candy, and this is a good reason to put some syrup and enjoy a nice pancake in the morning.
I just read that if you eat blueberries, it actually helps you lose weight.
Not in pancakes, automatically.
Oh, come on. And the last Tuesday of January is also known as Plan a Vacation Day, and studies show that people who plan vacation in advance are actually happier throughout the week leading up to that vacation.
I was thinking, whenever we plan a vacation, automatic, you know this, I like to do it 6 months in advance because it gives me something to work toward. It makes me happy knowing that all these hours and hours I'm putting in, I'm actually going to get 2 days of vacation.
And we'll wrap it up on one of my favorite hobbies that I feel has been reinvented, or it's having another moment right now in pop culture. It's International Lego Day. So Legos have been around since 1930s, and they're making an impact now.
Dude, I loved Legos when I was a kid. I don't play with them now, but I mean, I loved them. My nephew, he actually has all the F1 cars in Lego, and he built them all out.
I know you don't play with them now, and you did as a child, because mainly I see a lot of single guys in their late 20s or mid-30s playing with Legos.
And there's nothing wrong with that, Dana.
No.
It's therapeutic.
Okay.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Female artist that DJ Automatic turned me on to is going to be performing at the Grammys, and I want to talk about her right now and more Grammy nominations. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Maluma celebrating his birthday, Rick Ross, and J. Cole celebrating birthday.
Hey, speaking of J. Cole, he's nominated for Best Rap Album for Might Delete Later, which, with everything going on between him and Kendrick and Drake, kind of threw me off.
Well, they don't care about rap beef when they're nominating best albums. And J. Cole had one of the best albums of the year.
Also nominated Common and Pete Rock.
Another great hip-hop album.
Okay, Eminem, The Death of Slim Shady.
Which I think might win.
And also, We Don't Trust You by Future and Metro Boomin. But here's the surprise nominee, Doechii, Alligator Bites Never Heal.
Which I told you was the best new project of the year when it came out.
You did, and you know, I liked her, but I really, really appreciate her now after her NPR Tiny Desk performance.
If you don't know who Doechii is, this is her song.
Huge song across all platforms.
Which just barely touches on some of her talent, because she's an amazing rapper too. If you like, this song is more like singy song, but Nissan Altima, some of the other songs that are on the album, straight bangers, and she could rap.
And she's also very creative and delivers really high quality stuff with her video production as well too. She's always doing really cool things.
You know, when you said that, it reminded me of like back in the day Missy Elliott, how she was just innovative like that. That's kind of how Doechii, that's her vibe per se. That's the best way I can describe her. And TMZ recently caught up with her and asked, you know, you're going to be at the Grammys, we've heard she's going to perform, but how does she feel about everything going on with the fires? Here was her answer.
I think that the Grammys are going to do their part in acknowledging what has happened. And I think that LA has come together during this time. And I've been just very heartwarmed by the way that everybody's coming together during this time to support each other, because we need that.
This has to be a celebration of coming together, of shedding some light on what's happening there. And
a celebration of everyone's accomplishments, you know, all the work that went into all these projects.
A lot of these artists live in LA. They're also going through this, and they're coming together to help the less fortunate. That's what we're going to highlight when we're there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I was talking about the fact that our daughter, DJ Automatic, and obviously you remember this, I said Ava-matic actually thinks we're sort of cool now. She's not out of the phase that, I don't know, my parents are okay, you know, they're all right. But there was a moment where she was just like, ooh, you guys don't know anything. And now she's like, okay, maybe you know something. You know, and we had this great conversation. We hung out. She stayed home.
To hang out with her mother.
To hang out with me, her mom. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're almost there. Had the best conversation, chatting, just telling each other, you know, what we've been up to. And then she fell asleep watching Coco with me.
Oh.
As I rubbed her little hair, you know, scratched her little head. I still remember there were moments in my life where I thought my mom and my nana, well, basically the people raising me, my Theo Frankie, my Uncle Frankie, didn't know anything. I remember thinking I knew everything. God, what an idiot.
I tried to move out and go to military school when I was 15 because I said I was just done with my mom and dad. They didn't know anything and that I was ready to be out on my own. And military school was the best option for me. I'm so glad my mom talked me out of that.
What? Why would you want to go to military school? You don't.
Because I wanted out of the house that bad.
But automatic, you don't take instructions or anybody telling you what to do very well.
Failed out of, they would have kicked me out of military school within...
Dishonorable discharge.
I went to 3 high schools. They would have been 4 at that point.
But it's always everyone goes that little spat of like, I'm gonna move out or I can't wait to move out. And I remember the first time I told my mom I was gonna go live with my dad, and she was like, go ahead. And yeah, I didn't even get it back to like packing my full little suitcase that I had. But yeah.
Well, at least you had a dad to go live with. I mean, I'm gonna live with my dad. My mom's like, good luck finding him. No, I love my mom very much. She put up with a lot. I'm glad that, you know, every kid goes through that. You're gonna go through this with your children. There's an epiphany that happens within these kids, and they realize everything my mom and dad said, or whoever's raising them, was right. That's the moment that you feel
like they actually know what they're talking about.
Not only that, but as a parent, you feel relieved that you did a good enough job that they realize you're right the entire time.
When did you come to that conclusion?
When I had a baby at 15, I was like, you were right. This is hard.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.